Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Sun in the forecast. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 truly local news. The town of Coburg is launching a pilot program to help seniors shovel or clear snow this winter. 25 applicants selected through a lottery will see snow clearing of approximately 3-foot wide path from the fronting to adjacent sidewalks of their property and clearing of the center end portion of the driveway. Yet no salting or sanding of the sidewalk or driveway will be performed. Applications are due September 14th and participants will be charged $100 for the season. The former George Hamilton School property in Port Hope will officially be for sale after council rejected a motion to reconsider it surplus land. Municipal staff wanted council to take a second look at it as it was declared surplus in January of last year. Not much has been done to sell the land in that time. Staff could not provide clear answers as to why to keep it. Councillor Claire Holloway-Wadwani was frustrated that council was revisiting a decision that it had already made and that staff had not followed through on council's decisions.
Find it, though, a little bit concerning that the reason it's appropriate to be asked to reconsider is because the work that was directed in the original vote was not done.
So council heard that since OPG's nuclear ambitions in the region and a possible health hub could be potential options for the site. However, no further details or business cases were made Tuesday evening. Brighton and Alnwick Haldimand Townships took home top honors in Northumberland County's Mayor's Cleanup Challenge. Each municipality in the county competed to see who could pick up the most litter, recognizing Earth Day in April. Brighton claimed first place after volunteers collected an average of 28 kilograms of litter per participant. Alnwick Haldimand had the most percentage of volunteers participating at 5.6%. In sports, the Peterborough Lakers and Six Nations Chiefs will battle for the Major Series Lacrosse Championship title starting August 18th. The Lakers are on the road for Game 1 of the Best of 7 series. The Jays and Red Sox conclude their 4-game set this afternoon at the Dome before welcoming the Yankees to town Friday. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local 3-day weather forecast is next.
The Lions Club of Coburg is a not-for-profit service club that's been active in the town of Coburg since 1977. The Lions Club has been involved in many community projects over the years, and revenue earned is given to the community organizations and individuals who are in need of help. They also offer a complete catering and bar service, so why not think of the Coburg Community Lions Center for your next big event? The Lions Club Community Center is at 157 Elgin Street East in Coburg. You can reach out to them online at CoburgLionsCommunityCenter.com or call 905-372-6217.
If you're a local business looking to grow, this message is for you. Katz Media Port Hope is now Katz Marketing, a trusted local team with over 40 years of experience helping businesses stand out. Katz can handle everything from website design and Google Ads to commercial printing and large format trade show walls, banners, and outdoor signage. If you're serious about growing your business, now's the time. Visit katzmc.ca or call 905-885-9998 to start the conversation. Katz Marketing, built for what's next.
Now here's your truly local 3-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. A sun cloud mix today, slight chance of showers this afternoon, risk of a thunderstorm, fog patches dissipating, high 26, humidex 32. Cloudy periods with a slight chance of showers tonight, low 15. Sunny for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs around 26. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.